Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our June 25th show in Houston. Yes, we're coming to Houston. Also, be sure and check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, we tell you how to solve a medical crisis with bacon.
Which caused the medical crisis.
Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello. Daniel from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
You know, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty fine. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us. So, Daniel, yeah. What are you doing in Grand Rapids?
I am a financial coach for Goodwill Industries.
You're a financial coach for Goodwill Industries?
I am.
So people come in, they're using Goodwill's help to get back on their feet, and you talk to them about how to handle their money and stuff?
Exactly.
I'm a big fan of Goodwill. Not only can you buy really nice used clothes, which is why I am the fashion maven that I am.
Well, yeah.
But everybody there is so incredibly nice.
Well, that's good to hear.
It is. Welcome to the show, Daniel. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready
to
play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here's your first limerick.
The soft ash gray cotton's a set chance for fashion designers to get grants. With emoji-themed prints, they're no good for wind sprints. I'll get comfy and cute, trendy.
I'm lost. I don't know.
Soft cotton?
Everybody wears them on airplanes.
Underpants?
What?
Underpants?
Not underpants, although I think everybody does. I hope everybody wears them. Any more guesses?
No more.
How about sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
Cute, trendy sweatpants. Google recently used their analytics to determine spring's hottest fashion trend. What are people searching for in clothing? And the answer is sweatpants.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
If you're using search data to decide what's fashionable, you are not fashionable. Now, the sweatpants people are searching for, we should let you know, are not like the ratty stuff I wear, but high-end designer sweatpants, the kind you wear when you're eating a frozen lean cuisine alone in Paris or Milan.
No, there's these new, like, you know, sweatpant pants that have, like, sweatpants material.
Yeah.
But they have, like, belt buckles and pockets.
Yeah.
And you can, like, wear them, and they hug your bottom so hot.
You're saying your derriere looks very good in them.
I mean, that could be in a garbage bag. But I'm saying... I'm saying these pants are cut like slacks versus like, you know, athletic.
So they're sweat
pants.
Slacks.
They're sweat slacks, yeah.
Okay.
This is a man with butt pride.
Hey.
Here, let's move on. Here is your next limerick.
The farm fresh eggs make my pulse quicken. Thoughts of owning a bird leave me stricken. But my worries decrease because my poultry is leased. Month by month, I am renting a...
chicken.
Yes!
Chicken it is.
Rent a chicken.
Rent a chicken.
The Pennsylvania company Rent the Chicken is offering short-term chicken rentals. You know, just like in that old phrase, why would you buy the cow when you can rent the chicken? For about $150 a month, you get two chickens and you get a coop and you get all the eggs they shoot out. Now, when
Which
you're at the rental
two
counter...
a day.
Yeah, when you're at the rental counter, you probably want to go for the full-size chicken... because the compact is just a single buffalo wing. Here, Daniel, is your last limerick.
Since we're not stitching cowhides together, our bags aren't distressed by the weather. There's a uniform grab to stuff made in a lab. Thanks to cloning, we've grown seamless.
Leather?
Leather, yes,
Good
leather.
For you.
You've heard, of course, and probably enjoyed lab-grown meat. But now scientists are working on lab-grown leather, grown from a single bovine cell. It has the texture and feel of real leather, but no cows have to sacrifice their lives. You can grow it in any shape you want, a purse, a pair of shoes, a suitcase, leather pants, or, if you just want to be tricky about it, a cow.
So will they clone up like some fur, and then I can see like someone wearing fur, and then those PETA people try to like paint the thing. Hey, man, this was made in the lab, punk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's lab mink.
That's lab mink.
Lab mink. They'll probably be
you,
a
You
group.
Go with that, Brian, quietly while I talk to Daniel.
Okay.
Bill, Bill, how did Daniel do in our quiz?
He did great. Daniel got 2 out of 3, and that is a win.
Well done. Thank you, Daniel. Thanks for playing.
Definitely. Thank you. I'm an old cowhand.